I'd like to call the Education Committee meeting to order. Time is 1 o'clock. We are scheduled to meet until 5 o'clock today. First item on the agenda is roll call. Madam Clerk?
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Congressman Keene?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Here.
Chair Potts?
Present. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Next item on the agenda is prayer. I've asked Congresswoman Redcorn if she will give us a prayer this afternoon.
Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to be here this afternoon. I thank you for this beautiful weather that we have today. Father, I just pray for pray for those of us in the room and those of us that are listening in today, Father, that you give us ears to hear and hearts to discern, Father. Father, you are good, and I hope that that does not escape us often and that we remember it well today. We love you, and we thank you for all that you do for us. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. I believe you've got those in your packet. The committee can review the minutes from our previous meeting and get ready to approve. Chair will entertain a motion when appropriate. Madam Clerk?
The minutes are not attached to the agenda like normal. I emailed them to the committee at about 8:19 this morning, approximately.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of September 6th.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second by Congresswoman Redcorn. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2282, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,811,473 to the Pawhuska Wheelah of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors, Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As we all know, we've been supporting education for a number of years now, and they're not in the best of condition up there as far as their layout. And this project right here would bring them all in together as one. And this is not new monies. The way I understand it is some reallocated monies. And we have Mr. James Wagant here in the audience, and I would like to have him get up and talk a little bit about where the money is coming from. And
thank you, Congressman Bickhorst. Secretary Wycant.
Thank you for having me. Congress, I'm here really just to speak to the ARPA use, which is what this bill is for. A lot of the other money was coming from Secretary Bledsoe's departments that she's overseeing. I think it was early childhood development was, she got money from other sources, but they were about $2.8 million short, and they came to us to see if this would be an allowable ARPA use. I wish all of the proposed ARPA uses were this cut and dried in the final rule. The final rule is very specific about early childhood facilities. I've got it here before me. There's a few sections I wanted to read specifically. It states that disruptions to early child care and learning services have had broad impact and likely result in negative impacts for young children and their parents. As such, these enumerated eligible uses are generally responsive to the negative economic impacts of the pandemic in all communities. But then at the very end of the section on early childhood, it specifically lines out further, Treasury is clarifying that improvements or new construction of childcare, daycare, and early learning facilities are eligible capital expenditures. So, like I said, I wish everything that we were proposing to do, the final rule would, in black and white, clear as crystal, state that it's allowable. This is one of those that it is. I'm just here to support the compliance with the final rule and would support this use as a supplemental funding to get this WELA project completed.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Are there any questions? Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. I actually co-sponsored on this bill with Congressman Bickhorst because this is going to be another one of those projects that we get into that I think we all knew was going to happen. And you'll see the same on my bill with the PRT. They started going in on the design and everything and then working with, you know, the supplies that were brought up that have increased and things of that nature, but they need this supplemental appropriation to finish out the build. And I think we're gonna see that with a lot of our projects. I spoke to Secretary Bledsoe for a long time, and she did provide a lot of good information, and they did everything that they could to decrease those. They worked with the architect and engineer, and they are being very cost conscious. And so I don't think that this is going to be the last project that we're going to have to fund supplementally, if that's a word, through these ARPA dollars. But I most certainly don't want to not support this bill in that, you know, they wouldn't be able to finish the project. As you guys know, they do have to follow the CBA. And when we do projects like this, you have to have the full amount of the contract and construction cost or to execute a binding agreement at that point. And so I do support this bill. I think the secretary sent really good support documentation on her bill or request. It does fund, you know, our child care facility. They had asked for an increase, so you know, the larger the space that we can provide with our kids, then you know, the better learning that they get, and then that of course affects the, you know, the ratio with adult per child and things of that nature. So I just wanted to say that I do support this bill, and I do appreciate the support docs and the due diligence that was put together with Congressman Bickhorst and myself, working with the director and executive branch to show the need. And they provided everything that we had asked for. So thank you, Chair.
Chair.
Congressman Stabler.
Yes, I just wanted a little piece of clarification, and I might have heard this wrong, but did someone say this is a reallocation? Okay, this is coming out of the remaining funds. Okay, no, that's all.
Are there any other questions concerning ONCA 2282? Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. Just because I'm curious, and I was looking at the annual plan, but I didn't see it, so it may be somewhere that I'm not noticing. And just because this is where I work on a daily basis also, how many students will this facility house?
Secretary Wygant, if you can't answer, I believe that may be more appropriately phrased to Secretary Bledsoe. If
she's okay. Secretary Bledsoe, I don't know if you heard that question, but I can re-ask it if needed.
Yes, Congresswoman. Sorry.
Secretary Bledsoe, are you with us?
Yes, I believe I'm here now. I apologize. I can answer that question. This facility, as it's currently designed, will house 90 children.
Excellent. Thank you. How many square footage is that, or square feet is that? Also, again, because I'm curious.
Currently, we are at 18,373 to include classrooms, gross motor rooms, offices, training room, and supporting rooms within the facility.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Any further questions on ONCA 2282?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
I guess this would be for Ms. Bledsoe. So this will eliminate our waiting list of Osages that are trying to get in?
Congressman Big Horse, yes, it will eliminate the current wait list as well as leave additional spaces available for other Osages.
Any further questions? Congressman Maker.
Yes, Secretary Bledsoe, how are you going to be fixed for security in this new building with all the violence that's going on in today's world?
Congressman Maker, thank you for the question. We have spent a lot of time with the director of the WELA, the director of the Child Care Department, Travel Development, and IT, trying to come up with a plan. One of the things that we know for sure, because we still have that aspect to finalize. One of the things that we definitely wanted to have was door security, you know, a single entrance, and cameras available in the classrooms as well as down the hallways at the exterior. And we also wanted what I would call like a one button to signal an alert the staff within the facility in the event that there is an intruder or an emergency. But we are in those phases. We feel like it's extremely important part of our design. We've included it. We've included dollars in the budget to support increased security to ensure the safety of our children.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Congressman Maker, do we have any other follow-up?
No, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Secretary Bledsoe. Thank
you. Congressman Hamilton.
My comments are just for the committee. As an employee with the grants office, I am familiar with this project, very limited, though I did converse with Secretary Bledsoe at different times in regards to this. It's a well-thought-out project, and it's well... I urge your support for it because it's well needed. So if there's not any questions, I'd like to move it.
Chair will entertain movement.
Second.
Motion made to move ONCA 2282.
The due pass recommendation?
With the due pass recommendation. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, ONCA 2282 is reported to Congress at the due pass recommendation. Thank you, Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Committee.
Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the author. Our committee has been assigned two sections, Section 18, Johnston O'Malley, and Section 24, Project Piston. Congresswoman Stabler, you are recognized for your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I cannot see the board. Do we have anyone to speak to this, to these budgets online?
Congresswoman Stabler, it is difficult for me to see, but I think we've got Ms. McKinney. Our clerk is on the line, Secretary Bledsoe, Secretary Big Horse, and Director Wildcat. Are there any others, Madam Clerk? Okay. So we do have individuals present with us today. Please continue.
Are there any there to speak to these budgets?
Good afternoon, Chair. This is Mary Wildcat. I can speak to the JOM budget.
Thank you, Chair. She could.
Perfect. Director Wildcat.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Basically, everything is stayed the same for JOM. We received our funding amounts from our self-governance office and distributed accordingly. Everything, there really hasn't been any change. Does anyone have any questions specifically?
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, this is more of a general observation. Oklahoma currently has a man running for the Secretary of Education who's wanting to get rid of all federal funding for Oklahoma schools, and this would directly impact Johnston O'Malley. So I encourage everyone to just pay attention, and we don't need people like that in offices as the Oklahoma Secretary of State. Like I said, it's more of just a generalized, but yeah, the threat is very real. And it's just something to keep in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Congressman. I agree. Congressman, I agree.
Thank you.
Congressman, I agree.
Thank you.
Three cheers. Are there any other questions concerning Section 18, Johnston O'Malley? Congressman Keene.
Yeah, Director Wildcat, just an estimate. How many Native American children do we have at the three? Students that engage with JOM. Do you just have a approximation for the three, Fairfax, Hominy, and Pusca school districts?
Yes, let me get that really quick.
Skytook as well.
And also Skytook, if you could.
Okay. Also, it is in that report that we emailed out last week, but for Pawhuska School District, let's see, we have it broken down by Osage and Native American students, pre-K through 12. There's 179 Osage students and 109 Native American students, which there are other tribes, basically. Skytook, 134 Osage students, 412 Native American students. Woodland, 104 Osage students, 52 Native American students. Hominy, 142 Osage students and 90 Native American students.
Thank you.
Are there any further questions on Section 18? Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to clarify, just so I can make sure I'm thinking in the right direction. Am I right to assume that our DePosca children are not able to benefit from JOM because they're not in a public school setting?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Redcorn. Are there any further questions on Section 18? Seeing none, Chair will entertain movement. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Chairman. I move that Section 18 Johnson O'Malley has been reviewed and approved.
There's movement. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, Section 18 has been reviewed and approved. I've received a reminder if members of Congress can be reminded to speak directly into their microphones so we're better able to hear. That will help us as we move forward. Next item on the agenda, Section 24. Congresswoman Stabler, you are recognized for a presentation of Section 24.
Thank you. Do we have anyone on the call for Section 24, which is Project Piston? I apologize, Chair. I do not know what Project Piston is. First time I've heard the name. So if we don't have anyone on the call.
This is a...
Secretary Big Horse, we... There, you got quite a
yeah. This is Secretary Big Horse here. I have Mr. Martin here,
okay.
Superintendent of the school, the Wheeler, the immersion school in Toposka. He should be on the line here.
Mr. Martin, are you with us?
The immersion yes, school I'm in here. Toposka. He should be on the line here.
Perfect.
Mr. Martin, are you with us?
Yes.
The immersion yes, school I'm in here. Toposka. He should be on the line here.
Perfect. Mr. Martin, are you with us?
Yes.
The immersion yes, school in Toposka. It should be on the line here.
Perfect. Mr. Martin, are you with us?
Yes.
The emergency school in Toposka. It should be on the line here.
One of you, either Van or Mr. Martin, is going to need to silence yourself. If you guys are both in the same room and you're both on the Zoom call, it's creating a lot of feedback in this room.
Mr. Martin and Secretary Big Horse, this is Speaker Goodfox. We've muted you all for a second because we have a tremendous amount of feedback. And if you all are in the same room, we need you all to separate out.
We're not in the same room. We had two of our computers going at the same time here in my office here, but
okay.
We've turned one of them down, but Mr. Martin should be able to get on.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Thank you.
Mr. Martin, if you can, let's try this one more time.
Mr. Secretary.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Mr. Martin, if you can, let's try this one more time. Mr. Secretary.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Martin, if you can try this one.
Okay, Mr. Martin, we have identified that you are the person that is, we apologize. We don't want this to sound some kind of way, but wherever you're at, if you have two computers going, you'll need to turn one. You need to turn one off. The echo is coming from your feed. You turn one off. The echo is coming from your feed.
I just have one computer.
The echo is coming from your feed.
Chair.
Madam Clerk.
Mr. Martin, are you possibly listening to the live feed on the website?
Madam Clerk.
Yeah, Mr. maybe Martin, that's it.
Are
Let me
you
turn that
possibly
on.
Listening?
Yes, if you would close out of that, it should solve the issue.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, Mr.
Perfect.
Martin, we can hear you.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Thank you for being here with us today. And Congresswoman Stabler's asked if you can walk us through Section 24, Project Piston.
Yes. So Project Pistons is called Providing Instructional Support to Osage Nation and Schools. That's what Piston stands for. And this is an agreement with the Osage County Interlocal Cooperative in Hominy. We often call it just the co-op for short. And it's they wrote a grant, and we receive a large portion of that grant to help our Osage students. It provides a salary for a full-time language instructor, an Osage language instructor, and it provides salary for reading coaches to help all of our students with reading. And it provides a salary for an interventionist to help with our Osage students. Also, we have a counselor that comes once a week, and he provides social and emotional learning support and weekly lessons to our students. And it also provides some funding for some reading books. So it is focused on Osage language and also reading and math. And I believe that's all. Oh, there's one more thing. They provide the standardized testing for the school. So they come and do the testing, and it gives us those standardized testing results. We just did that last year and got our first results back late in the year. And this is a 5-year grant, and we're in our second year.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Are there any questions from the committee concerning Section 24? Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I'm curious on the standardized testing administration. Is that us administering it for all the students? And was it just data that came back on our Osage students, or was it just all students in the district? And just out of curiosity.
The standardized testing is for the students in first grade through sixth grade, and it's just for our school.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions? Congressman Keene.
Thank you, Director Martin. I was going to wait and bring this up later, but since we're on the subject of standardized testing, so are the students in our the POSCA school, on their test scores, are they advancing at a good range with their peers in public and private school and other public and private schools? Do you know the answer to this? Thank you.
Yes, the we just with the standardized testing, we just started this last year, and the co-op said that beware, because the first time they take it is not going to produce very good results. It's their first time to take a standardized test. And also, COVID took out a year of schooling for almost all the schools in the country. So the standardized testing over the country is already low. And then being our first year, it was low. So that said, we did pretty well. The students here are, about half of them are on level in reading, and the other half is below level in reading, and math scores are a little tougher. About a quarter of the students are on level, and three quarters are below level. And so that gives us some information on what we need to do to improve and the areas that we need to focus on.
Thank you, sir. And I wish you good luck with that.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Any further questions from the committee? Congressman Keene.
If there's no objection, I'll make a motion that Section 24, Project Piston of ONCA 22-94 has been reviewed and approved by the committee.
There's motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second from Congressman Big Horse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Section 24 is reported to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2295.
Chair.
Madam Clerk.
Since I don't know the intentions of the committee, but since you reviewed the only two sections in this bill, if you were going to make a motion to move it out, it would be that time.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I do have a note on my agenda to do that at the end of the meeting, to report both bills 2294 and 2295 after each section. So we will get to that at the end of the committee meeting if that's okay. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Our committee has been assigned Section 16, Section 17, Section 21, Section 61, 62, 63, and 64. First item on the agenda, Section 16. Congresswoman Stabler, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. And I'd like to defer to the directors online and the secretaries for these sections.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I believe we've got Mr. Martin still with us. Mr. Martin, the first item on the agenda, Section 16. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. We are looking at the DePosca and Kadapi budget. And we have an enrollment of 58 students. That's an increase from 50 over last year. We added sixth grade this year. And we are separating the sixth grade from the fifth grade. We had them combined last year, but we're trying to make a more of a middle school feel for these students so that they get a bona fide sixth grade education that isn't mixed in with fifth grade curriculum. The positives are that the students are in smaller classrooms, about eight per classroom, eight or nine, and they have teachers that care about them, that are working with them full time. They have mentors with the Hominy Co-op, the counselor that comes in once a week. And also we have an Osage counselor that comes and helps students that are having difficulty, mental health issues, for example. And we have our accreditation with the State Department as a private school allows us to work with the Pawhuska Public Schools, and they give us a speech pathologist once a week who comes and works with our students, and that's a great advantage for us because speech pathology is a real necessary person, this person to come up and help our students, especially with the younger children who have issues with lisps or any kind of speech problems at all. But we tried to hire one last year, and finding one was nearly impossible. We were going to split the cost with WELA, but we could never find an available speech pathologist. So we're lucky to have that cooperation with the Pawhuska Public Schools. We're also using a program called TeacherEase. TeacherEase is an online grading system and attendance system for the school, and it's the same one that Pawhuska Public Schools use. So we're trying to do some things that will help us work together, like when students transfer back and forth from Pawhuska to here or here to there, they have the same grading system. They will have the same standardized test. The standardized test we did use last year is called Ames Web. And it was just a one-year deal that the co-op already had a license for. But they recommended that we use the same testing as Pawhuska Public Schools. It's called MAPS testing, and we'll be using that this year. So I think this cooperation is really good with the community. It gives us more credibility and it helps us show that we are teaching the curriculum, the state curriculum, and that the teachers are, you know, in their lesson plans, they show what part of the curriculum they're doing every day. There's a lot of positive things that we've progressed over the past few years. It's been a long journey. It hasn't been easy. But we've gotten to a point where we're really making a lot of progress and giving these kids an academic environment that is going to benefit them the rest of their life, and this Osage environment, teaching Osage culture and language is just really amazing. I can't say enough how dedicated our teachers are and how the kids do so well with the Osage language. It's really become part of their life. And the cultural aspect is something that I think Congressman Keene mentioned earlier about our governor and his secretary of education, who is a disgrace. But they're canceling culture, our culture. And I heard, for example, in Dewey, they were going to read Killers of the Flower Moon in a middle school classroom. There's a middle school version of the adult Killers of the Flower Moon, and it's appropriate for students of that age. And the teacher decided not to because she didn't want to lose her job because of the things that are going on now with the State Department of Education, or rather Congress. And there was a teacher in Tulsa who called me from Thoreau Middle School, which is a really good school, public school in Tulsa. And she was the librarian. And she asked if I would come give a talk because they were going to read Killers of the Flower Moon in her library with the middle school students. Then she called back and said she couldn't do it this year after all because of this influence that Congress is having over the curriculum. So we are free to learn our Osage culture and our Osage language here at the school. And it's really a blessing. It's really a positive thing. I can't say enough about this, what the kids are getting here because of the Osage Nation supporting this school and Kaihika's vision of making a language and cultural school here right on campus. So we're making progress. We still have a long ways to go, I think, but we're off to a really good start. And I think that's all I have to say. Do you have any questions?
Thank you, Director Martin. I'll open the floor for questions from the committee. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I'm looking at your budget for this year. What are your indirect costs?
That's a really good question. I think I would defer that to my accountant because I really don't know all the indirect costs.
Congresswoman Redcorn, are you referring to the amount in the budget for indirect costs?
Yes. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Frazier?
Indirect cost is charged on the other lines in the budget at a certain percentage. So right now I believe the percentage is 23.96%, and it's used to pay for shared administrative services like our accounting department, IT, human resources, and IDC is collected from all the programs that use those services.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chair.
Are there any further questions?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
Just a comment. Mr. Martin, I just want to express my gratitude to you for all of your hard work and getting the standardized testing into our schools. And I just want to commend you on the progress that I have heard since I heard your first presentation. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. I appreciate that.
Are there any further questions? Congressman Stabler.
Yes, and I apologize, Chair. I meant to do this at the first and forgot about it. We do have amendments to these budgets that will bring us up to date with what the executive has requested. And so these are from revised budgets on 2295, which is what we're in right now. If I could go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'd like to make the motion to amend ONCA 2295, section 16, Deposca Uncodabi at page 13, lines 560 to 588, strike lines 560 through 588, insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
There's more.
There's an amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
There's an amendment and a second.
Point of order.
Congressman Keene.
Would we like to allow her to go ahead? Can she make them all, and then can we just second that at the end?
Happy to move forward that way.
That's the way it's written, so okay. Yes. Thank you.
Go ahead and
okay, so if I could continue then. Section 21, page 18, line 790 through 818, strike line 790 through 818. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly, and you have all the tables in your copy. Page 58, or section 61, page 88, lines 2631 to 2659, strike lines 2631 through 2659. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. Section 62, page 59, lines 2677 to 2705, strike lines 2677 through 2705. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. Section 63, page 60, lines 2723 through 2751, strike lines 2723 through 2751. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. And section 64, Wajaji Early Learning Academy, Skytook, page 61, lines 2769 to 2797, strike lines 2769 through 2797. Insert the following table and adjust totals accordingly. That's the end of my amendment.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Just to go over what this amendment would do for the DePosca budget, it doesn't affect the net appropriation. It just reduces the tribal appropriation line and increases the program revenue, but net, it's the same. The education budget, it reduces the direct assistance line by $421,000. The support documentation said that it was mistakenly doubled by accounting in the initial budget that was submitted. The Wheel of Fairfax budget, pretty much every expense line has changes. And has a net increase to the budget of $163,054. Wheel of Hominy has no net change, but it does add in program revenue and reduce the tribal appropriation line. Wheel of Pawhuska has a net reduction of $60,900, and Wheel of Skiatook has a net increase of $129,089, and the increases are to the wages, benefits, and IDC lines. And the net change from all of these is a reduction of $189,757.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Congressman Hamilton? Did you have a question?
No.
My apologies, sir. Mr. Frazier, my question comes more of as an overarching question to our budgetary process, and I'm hoping you might be able to clarify for the record so that we're here. When were the budgets due to the Congress for consideration?
In law, the deadline is set at August 15th.
August 15th. When were these amendments or the additional support documentation requested?
Was the question when were they submitted?
Yes. When was the additional support documentation submitted?
The most recent were submitted on Friday around 4:10 p.m., I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. And just for committee reference, I believe these appeared in our inbox at 8:29 this morning. So So if you're looking through for support documentations on where to follow along, the email came from Ms. Rubidoux this morning at 8:29 and 8:31. Are there any further questions regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those, Congressman Keene.
Well, I was going to make a motion. We're on section 16, right?
We're in consideration of an amendment.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any further discussion on the amendment?
No.
All those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Seeing as the vote goes, the amendment passes. Congressman Keene, we are reviewing section 16.
I'd like to make a motion that section 16 of ONCA 22-95 has been reviewed and approved as amended.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second from Congressman Maker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, section 16 has been reviewed and approved. Next item on the agenda is section 17, Deposch-Konkathampi administration. Congressman Stabler, you are recognized.
Thank you. And once again, I'd like to defer to those who have joined us online.
Thank you, Congressman Stabler. Mr. Martin, if you're still with us, I believe this one would fall under your purview as well.
Yes, the Deposch administration budget. We have two buildings now, the old Head Start building right next to us and this building. And we have a director called the curriculum developer, but Denise Keene is the director, and she's doing a great job in our early, we call that the early education building, and that houses the infants through kindergarten. And over here in the Deposch Elementary building, we have first grade through sixth grade. So in this budget, we have a cook, and the cook is in the early ed building, but she cooks for all of us. We go over there for, well, our cafeteria is in that building, and we walk back and forth. The elementary kids walk next door and then have breakfast there as well. So the cook, Kim Freeman, does a wonderful job cooking for our kids. And we're also Denise in that building. And we have a PE instructor who is also shared between the buildings, and the preschoolers get, and kindergartners get PE every day. And we use the gym, or we go outside on the playground for physical activity. And we have the PE teacher follows the curriculum, state standards, just like all the other teachers, but she is shared between our two buildings. And then myself shared between both buildings and overseeing the entire Deposch Konkathampi. And that's all that is on this budget.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Chair will entertain questions or discussion from the committee.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
If there are no questions, I'll make a motion that section 21, let's see. 17.
Section 17, sir. Yes, sir.
Section 17, the Deposch administration has been reviewed and accepted.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second from Congressman Hamilton. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, section 17 has been reviewed and approved. Next item on the agenda, section 21 with our education department, Congresswoman Stabler. Same, I do believe we still got Ms. Wildcat with us. So.
Yes.
Okay. Director Wildcat.
Good afternoon. This is Mary Wildcat. We really haven't made any major changes to our budget other than we are asking for one additional position within our school support program. We are looking to expand on that program, and we're asking for a tribal education advocate coordinator position. Since FY18, our program has grown by 65 Osage students, which is a very good thing, a very good problem to have. So in order to better serve those students, we would like to add another position on top of, we've initiated several new events within the past few years, such as our college application week, our college visits, senior orientation day events, and many career exploration trips, that field trips that we took this past year. Our tribal education advocates are very busy. They've done an excellent job. They've applied for small grants, the Native Pathway grants, to assist with some of their activities that they're implementing. And other than that, that is the main change. Everything else pretty much has remained the same. Does anyone have any questions?
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, thanks, Director Wildcat. So I had a long journey in getting my education, and I was thankful even when I was in law school, I could come back during my winter breaks and I'd take advantage of the education department where they could pay me hourly and I could, you know, work for law firms and stuff like that. So my question to Director Wildcat is, are we seeing any graduate level as far as finance, law, medicine, are they able to come back during school breaks and help up here on the Hill? Are we getting a lot of outreach in this particular realm?
I feel like, the past few years have been kind of strange, just, you know, with COVID and all of that going on. We actually saw a decline, but I feel like things are picking up. Our internship, you know, provides those experiences, and we allow for students that apply. They're allowed a year to complete their 500 hours. So some choose to do them in the summer. Some choose to come back and divide them up and complete their hours during the different breaks, Christmas break, Thanksgiving break. So I feel like we definitely are. I feel like we are seeing an increase since 2020 for sure.
And thank you. And this is also to the public, like, you know, if you have a kid that is, you know, close to finishing up their degree or even in their graduate level degree, and they want to, you know, come home and work, like Director Wildcat said, the tribe offers those kinds of opportunities, and it's really beneficial for their career. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Keene. Mr. Frazier, if I might trouble you, what is the total amount for direct assistance that is in the budget after the new amendment?
$450,272 to this specific budget?
Yes, sir.
Yes, $450,272.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Director Wildcat, I wonder if you might be able to shed some insight. What does the $450,272 consist of regarding direct assistance? And if you can elaborate on each of those and what they do. I know we've kind of gone over this as part of your education report at our previous meeting, but if we can get the line item amounts there, that's something I would appreciate.
Yes. Our direct service line items include our college entrance testing assistance. College entrance assistance, which we call SEAP. So basically we can reimburse for ACT, SAT prep, the tests, college applications, basically things like that. The next item, it would be like our nationwide academic tutor program. And so that's where we can place Osage students nationwide, wherever they're located in any state, with a tutor vendor, and we can cover those funds for tutoring. The next service is our Osage County tutor program, which is basically where we contract with our tutors locally in Osage County, and our students in Osage County are able to receive tutoring from, majority of them are school certified teachers in the school districts, and they work with our students after school. We have our STOLE accommodation awards, which covers like our STOLE costs, our certification paper, things like that, and postage as well for mailing those out to students. And that's a nationwide program. We have our Career Tech Assistance Program, which basically funds career tech programs for Osage students looking to receive a certification or licensure and or degree program. We have our certification and licensure program, and that's for basically if your program requires a type of testing after completion of your degree program, we can cover the testing fees, such as like your teachers, your teaching certification tests, your bar exam, things like that. We have our STAR scholarship, which is for our students that are doing very well in school. They have to be making a 3.5 GPA or higher to qualify. They basically submit their grade reports, their application. They choose a camp that they want to attend in the summertime, and it basically covers the cost for that. We have a line item for our college and career fair and our STEAM program. The STEAM program, mainly those, that funding covers like our science fair, our trips, materials for the classrooms. The biggest part is the ACES conference, when we take like our college students or high school students to the ACES conference. There's a lot of travel involved. Meals, lodging, things like that. And that's pretty much it. Does anyone have any questions?
Director, if you could elaborate, what are the funding levels for each of those? Mr. Frazier, if you have that in front of you as well.
So,
Mr. Chair.
Director Wildcat.
Okay. There's 8,000 in the College Entrance Assistance Program. There is 155,000 in the Nationwide Academic Tutor Program, 70,000 in the Osage Nation Tutor Program, $2,636 in the Stolen Commendation Program, $150,000 in the Career Tech Financial Assistance Program, $8,000 Certification Licensure Program, $30,000 Summertime Achievement Reward Scholarship, which is a STAR Scholarship, $2,000 for the College Fair, and $10,000 for the STEAM Program.
Thank you, Ms. Wildcat. Are there any further questions? There are no further questions. I would like to make a motion to amend. Motion to amend page 18, after line 813.5, direct assistance. Insert the following as subcategories of direct assistance to be appropriated as follows. College entrance testing assistance, $8,000. Nationwide academic tutoring program, $155,000. Osage County tutor program, $70,000. Stolen Accommodation Awards, $2,636. Career Tech Assistance Program, $150,000. Certification and Licensure Program, $8,000. STAR Scholarship, $30,000. College and Career Fair, $2,000. And STEAM Program, $10,000. And adjust totals accordingly. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. There's a motion and there's a second. Is there any discussion? Just for clarification on what the amendment will do, and I do have it in writing as prepared for the clerk, the amendment will break out those categories of direct assistance. I believe that's consistent with how we've done it almost every year preceding this. I know that that's been a priority of some members of this body, myself included. So just making this amendment to be consistent with previous years. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Congressman Hamilton.
Do those numbers add up to the 2023 request?
We can verify with our budget analyst. I believe they do. The total amount was pulled directly from the support documentation, just without the titles. So If it doesn't, we might have a bigger problem with arithmetic.
Mr. Chair,
Mr.
how much did you have for the STOL assistance?
2,636.
Okay. I have it at 443,636. Is that what you have?
Fraser, I've got it just as repeated back to me.
Okay, and then the amount in the legislation after it was amended would be 450,272. So the
Chair,
difference would be...
Chair will entertain a brief recess to make sure these numbers match.
So moved.
Motion for recess in a second. Without objection, we are in recess.